Okay, Parshas Chazir, let's ask two questions. So the first question is, the Parsha opens up Isha Ki Tazria and Rashi, Chazal Likamen. Why is it that the Parsha here appears after the previous Parsha about the kashrus of Tar and Tama animals? So the same way when it came to the original creation of the world, that the creation of animals came before the creation of man. So the same thing is true here. First, we're going to discuss Tumah and Tahara of animals, and only then are we going to go into the Tumah and Tahara of human beings. And the question is, like, well, what does that mean by this? Who cares? Like, what's the connection between the creation of the world and the reason why we're going to specifically delineate the Tumah and Tahara of animals before the Tumah and Tahara of human beings? So that's the first question. And I guess a related question, after the parsha of the Yoledah, so the woman giving birth, that leads up to the parsha of the Metzora, and the question is, like, what's the flow here? First you have Tumah and Tahara of animals, then we have the parsha of the Yoledah, that leads up to the parsha of the Metzora. It's like, what's the connection between these three parshios? So perhaps the idea is as follows. So the reason why man was created last in the Yesheshes Mei Maisa, in the original creation of the world, was that the whole purpose of creation was for man. So the reason why animals were created before man was to teach us, to remind us, that the purpose of animals is just to serve man, and that ultimately the entire purpose of the world is for man, and specifically for man to live a life of Kedusha, and to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So if we look at the beginning of our Parsha, so our Parsha specifically appears after Parsha Shmini, after Tumah and Tahara of the animals, of the kashrus of the animals, to remind us that the whole purpose of creation is for human beings, and that's reflective in the fact that when a woman gives birth, she becomes Tameh, because Tumah comes about when there's a lack of Kedusha, as the Kuzari explains. So a woman, she's carrying her, when she's pregnant, she has this fetus, so the fetus represents so much unbridled potential, and when she gives birth to that fetus, now she lost all that Kedusha, and Tumah seeps in. So the reason, the significance of our Parsha, is that our Parsha is teaching us about the significance of Kedusha Sa'adam, and that the reason, the purpose of creation is specifically for the Kedusha of Adam. For that reason, that's what the Torah says in the middle of the Parsha, V'yom HaShmini Mo Bosar Olasa. Like, what's it doing here? Why is it that we need to be reminded of the mitzvah of Milo in the Parsha of the Yoledah? No, but the point is that the Torah is reminding us that the significance of a woman giving birth is just to be able to live a life of Kedusha. And for that reason, we're going to mention the mitzvah of Milah seemingly in randomly in the middle of the Parsha, which is discussing the Tumah and Tahara of a woman after she gives birth. And perhaps along these lines, we can understand why it is that the Tumah of the Yoledah is leading up now into the Parsha of the Metzora. Because what the Parsha of the Metzora is all about is about it's all about the Korach. Chazal say that Metzoraz comes for speaking Lashon Hara, which is all reflective of the Korach and the Kedusha of the speech of a person. The Pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis that Kadosh Baruch Hu created man, Lenefesh Chaya, and Unklus understands that it's referring to a Ruach Maramla, a speaking spirit. And the point is that the ultimate purpose of Adam is that he's able to be a embodiment of Kedusha specifically for his speech. And that's reflective in this week's Parsha as well, that after the Parsha of the Tumah of Yoledah, after the opening of the Parsha, which is just discussing after a woman gives birth, she becomes Tameh, then it leads up to the Parsha of the Tzaras to remind us that the ultimate Kedusha of a person is not just when he's physically born, but the fact in that he's able to control his speech and use his Ruach Mamala, he's using his speaking spirit to live and be an embodiment of a life of Kedusha.